YR Mobile, anybody monitoring? YR Mobile, Greenville, South Carolina. They keyed the repeater. You copy N4 YR? YR test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Copy on that test. This is KQ4GHF. I do hear you coming in loud and clear.
So you're KQ4GUS. I'm not sure I got your call sign right, but installed a dual band antenna on my Jeep today and been moving it around from different locations. Just want to make sure I was making the repeater there. Her name is Jimmy, and we're located down here in Greenville, South Carolina. The call sign is N4YR, QSL.
Yeah, I'm picking you up good. I'm actually on Echo Link. I'm in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I used to live down there in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and my dad lived in Greenville, not far from the Michelin plant. So I try to listen into those areas at different times just because I used to be there. But hope your antenna's doing well, picking up well. I'm got one on the top of my van, but it's the broadcasting I can hear. I just can't broadcast as well. Might have to get a bigger antenna and try it out.
QSL on Echo Link. Well, you're sounding great. Got great audio. Sounding real good. Actually, I am from Fancy Gap, Virginia, north of Winston-Salem. Right straight up 52, right through Mount Airy. Yeah, I'm down here in Greenville, South Carolina. My fiance, we started dating about 2 years ago, and we kind of back and forth. And, we kind of come back and forth. But I've got some repeaters up on Fancy Gap, Virginia. I got a Fusion repeater up there, and I got a DMR, and also I've got a 220 and a 6 meter. So, I know the area of Winston quite well. And, you sounded real good. Got great deviation. Audio sounds good. Yeah, we're fixing to head back to Fancy Gap tomorrow. And then we'll be back down here probably the latter part of the week. And like I said, me and my fiance, we kind of go back and forth until we married. And then once we married, we'll just have to probably take up one residence. N4YR Mobile, Greenville, South Carolina. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you might want to just keep both residences because they're cool for different things. Beautiful area down in South Carolina. I like that area. It's also a bit warmer in the wintertime. But then again, being up through that area of Virginia, especially in the fall, those trees get really, really pretty. I'm just hanging out. I've got just had my license, everything went through, got my technician license and my general at the same time, but for some reason it took a couple weeks for my general to go through, so now I'm just playing around, seeing what different areas I can contact, and Echo Link looked like it would be something interesting to play with, especially while traveling, because then you can still talk to people back home or anywhere else you get hold of without having to get the mega build antenna and everything in the car that drains down the alternator to try to send it out with 200 or 300 watts to be able to reach the next repeater to head on down the line. So just learning how all this goes and playing with it, and so far it's fun, and I'm sure it'll continue to be that way, because that's things I like doing with is finding out what works and what doesn't work and playing with them. And as a living, I did that with cars for 30 some years, and so that's the biggest fun of playing with this ham radio deal, is just seeing what works and what doesn't, and what you can put together to try to make it a little bit better.
N4YR, Greenville, South Carolina, Mobile. Well, that's what makes amateur radio so intriguing in my book. There's so many modes. There's so many facets of it. You can go to slow scan TV to pack it, to read it. You can go. Now they got a new mode out. It's called Fusion on UHF, and that's a really good mode. So there's a lot of facets about amateur radio. Yeah, I got my extra class back in 1971, and I've been at this hobby for quite a while, and I really enjoy it. It was kind of sad to see some of the HRO stores closing up. Amateur radio has really, back in the 70s and the 80s, and even in the 90s, it was really booming. But now it seems to be declining quite well. But this repeater that I'm on down here, they keep a lot of activity on it. It really sounds good. It's got a big footprint. It's up on Caesar's Head here, right at the Blue Ridge Mountains area, where it runs down by Greenville. But anyway, it's certainly nice to talk. What part of Winston-Salem do you live? N4YR.
So I actually live about a mile from Haynes Mall, on the west side of town, if you know where that is. And I actually work right off of where I'm at right now, which is just off of 52 on the north side of town. I'm thinking about getting a radio for in the car. Right now I just have a small handheld with a rooftop antenna hooked up to it. It's only like 8 watts, and I pick up real good. It doesn't quite have the power to reach out and hit the repeater when I'm at work. What your radio sounds really, really good. What how many watts of radio power are you putting out on your radio to reach the repeater where you're at? Over.
N4YR. This radio that I'm transmitting on, this is a transceiver. It's made by Yaesu, Y-A-E-S-U, Yaesu. It's an 857D. It's really, I think, it gives you all the modes. Actually, you can work VHF, UHF, and 6 meters on this particular radio. And you can actually run up to 100 watts. And like I said, it's got UHF, VHF. It's really got a lot of bands in it. And you can also work all your modes, like sideband, FM, AM. So it's really the cat's meow. It's a great investment. And but I really like it. It's I've had this radio probably about 15 years, and But it's an FT-857D, if you want to write that down, FT-857D. And you can remote the control head if you want to, put the mainframe under the seat and put the control head on the dash. So there's a lot of functions about it I really like. It does a wonderful job. And matter of fact, I've got two of them. But this is one particular radio that I would recommend to anybody. QSL?
All righty. Yeah, I just pulled it up and looked at it. So this one, yeah, just says it's a multi-mode. So, and goes up to like 100 watts. So I'll look at that one and compare that to some of the others. I was looking at a couple of the other, Yaesus that were, 50 watt dual bands. And, until I get, a little bit more knowledge on what, on how to operate sidebands and all that, as I'm trying to get that sorted out in my head. Of course, that's, I think what's, makes this interesting is I love the physics and all that that goes into it on how this thing works. That's really, really cool. And especially all the different modes and everything that's in there. So I'll take a look at that radio. Appreciate it and enjoyed talking to you. I'm here if you want to keep on talking. If not, if you want to pay attention to driving, that's fine too. Really enjoyed talking to you. This is Michael. Call sign is KQ4GHF on the side.
Well, 73s, and yeah, I've got to jump out and run, but I highly recommend that radio. It's 857D. I've got two of them, and give you really everything you want and more. It, you know, you can work 160 meters all the way through 440 megahertz or up to 450 megahertz. And it does a great job. It's variable power. You can run QRP on it. You can run, up to 100 watts. So it's got a lot of bells and whistles on it. I really enjoy mine. I like mine so well, I went and bought two of them. And a lot of people buy these and put them on a fixed station at home. And that way it gives you 6 meters, 440, 2 meters, and then all of HF bands all the way 160 meters through. Up to 450 megahertz. Can't beat it. Works great. Lasts a long time. Okay, Michael, 73s, and enjoyed it. Sounding good over here on EchoLink. At EchoLink, it kind of like reaches on out there, especially through your computer. So anyway, have a great day, 73s, and I used to live in Clemens. Over there at Clements, next to East Ridge Mall in Advance area. I lived over there for about 25 years. But I know that area quite well. I sure do. So have a great day, 73s. Talk with you later. N4YR Mobile, Greenville, South Carolina, clear. You're not making the repeater. You must be in a shaded area from the repeater, but you're just not quite making it. N4YR Mobile.
Yeah, is that any better?
It's much better. You're just about full quieted into the repeater. Top of the day to you, N4YR.
N4YR, KW4EN. I was just listening to you guys. I was inside my truck. What radio were you talking about?
This is a Yaesu, Yaesu, FT-857D. FT-857D, QSL?
I think so. You 857D, you were getting there. Did I correct me? Over.
That's exactly right. Yes, FT-857D Yaesu, all mode. It's got VHF, UHF. It's got low band, and it's all mode there. QSL.
Thank you very much. My wife is coming back now.
I'm just curious. What is your QTH? What is your QTH?
Both. I'm over. Over by the bank, by Angels. You know where I'm talking about.
Only thing I picked up was over by next to the bank. What town? What town are you located in?
Over.
QSL on Pickens. Alrighty. QSL on Pickens. Okay, 73s. Make yourself a good day. And yeah, I'm over here on Highway 14 outside of Greenville. So. Anyway, 73s, make yourself a good day. N4YR Mobile.
I don't know. Well, bye-bye.
For YR, KM4AIT Mobile. YR, KM4AIT Mobile. For YR, KM4AIT Mobile. That KM4AIT Mobile clear.
Well, I thought I had a contact just a moment ago. I was out of my vehicle. That KO4, are you clear?